I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at flemington.com.
Where are we now?
We're on, this is
podcast
37.
You know where we are? We're Speaking Millennial.
Oh.
Welcome to Speaking Millennial. I'm Bill Spadia here with my co-hosts, Jay Black and Jessica Nutt.
I want to say at some point we should probably have like a start sign that we're starting. But if you're a fan, it'll lose the charm.
I think if we are too structured, it's like we've gone corporate or something. Right. And I think it's
better. Started. Start.
And go. I've already started. So back for a second time, and this is rare on Speaking Millennial, right? Is this the first repeat guest we've had?
Nicole Perino.
She's been on like seven times.
She was on 3 times and was on 2 weeks ago
with Patrick Lavery, who is back for episode 37.
Hi, it's good to be back.
Yeah. So, Patrick, you were reminding me, I don't know in the order. Like, is this 4 episodes from the time we talked, or Jay, was it last week or 2 weeks from today?
You were on episode 34. This will be episode 37. So this is going to be 3 weeks ago that you were on the show. And I just want to say, having listened, I as the only person who listens to the podcast, because I do the
write-up. Jay really does listen.
I will listen.
I listen.
Why don't you listen when you're running? Like, I don't get that.
I didn't go on a 40-minute run. It was like a really long podcast. Thinking,
because Jessica ran this 5K for charity.
Right.
We did, when did we do that? I don't know, like 9 weeks ago.
Wait, that doesn't like take you 40 minutes?
That would take me five and a half hours. No, you ran it like what, 20 minutes?
Well, it was like 10-minute miles. I mean, that was pretty slow. Thanks for bringing it up.
Sorry.
And it's only 3 miles, so it still wouldn't be a full podcast.
3.1 to be
Let me tell you something. I'm still running a 5K that I started in April. I am currently still running. I have to get back to the track, so don't worry about it.
With you.
Yeah. I walked 17,000 steps the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Wow. Oh, my dad was obsessed with when you went to London.
Yes.
Yeah. My dad was obsessed with his iPhone tracker of his steps.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, you got to get the 10,000.
It's just a weird heart app.
No, but when you go on vacation, you do so much more walking. Yeah. So every day you come home and you're excited to plug in.
But you can't do it today. Like, I didn't do it today. Oh, what have I done today?
Right, no, because you do so much walking. You're like, I've been walking all day. How far did I walk? And then you're like, bingo. Got so much exercise.
Can I get a little credit for the 17,000? Like, that's pretty good, don't you think?
I had an idea, by the way.
Okay, go ahead.
Hang on. I want to get Bill's merit badge.
You
could sew it on your sash.
You know what? It could be a million.
It could be a million.
No, today's horrible. Don't look.
I don't even know where it counts it.
Here, 1,300 steps today.
Is that bad?
Compared to 17,000, it's embarrassing.
Kristen has a Fitbit, and she will sometimes, will be like, going to bed, and she'll look at the Fitbit, and she'll say, I'm at 9,876. And she'll literally stand beside the bed and march in place.
That's funny. You just missed a perfect opportunity to get sex right before you go to sleep. I know a way you could get extra fit. Yeah, this counts.
You're moving back and forth. Yeah. Better than steps. Better than steps.
Yeah, but how embarrassing would it be if you only got like nine? You looked really good tonight. I'm sorry.
Wait, Jessica, you had a suggestion.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
I didn't want to derail the meat day or the meatloaf day talk earlier, but
it's been derailed many times.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like this is an opportunity for us to swing the other direction and do a juice cleanse day that we could plan ahead of time.
I'm okay with that. That's not a terrible idea.
It's not going to be, it's between Thanksgiving and Christmas, so it's not like we're like, oh, that's in the middle of Thanksgiving. I can't do it then.
Well, let's think about this.
Maybe when we get back in January.
Maybe in January. What I would like to do, I like this idea. Mm. If we agree to a 3-day juice cleanse, but we record on the third day.
Yes.
So like right now would be the third evening of that third day. Third day of the juice cleanse.
Last week we talked about, you know, how emotionally like open I am to things. This is going to be the biggest opening I've made in my life so far, because this is so against what I've been brought up to do.
I don't know.
Bill, let me tell you something.
But you have a fasting period.
That reference is going to be so old by the time this is ready.
And he didn't really even cry.
No. I am 100% for this. I'm just saying
I love this idea.
My diet up until last year was 95% Pop-Tart.
I feel like you walk in and you're like, hey guys, I'm incremental fasting today.
I'm taking the idea to the next level.
By the time we run this, Eli could be starting again.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Eli.
With the way things are going.
Did he really cry that much?
No, that's the thing. It's kind of like Christy never really hugged Obama. It was like a Roman man shake.
Where did we go?
They didn't really hug.
But you know what? Yeah. By the way,
but it made a better soundbite if you didn't like Christy.
It was just gravity. Obama was standing near the governor and got you sucked in.
Jay Black, I have to tell you, I have been in a bit of a thing with Christy for a couple years now, right? Since the gas tax, more than a year.
Yeah.
Has it been weighing heavily on your soul?
Jay has me defending the governor every podcast.
Really?
Yes, because he attacks, and I'm like, I got to defend the guy.
Can't believe it.
I just want to say this.
I'm really rough on Christie on the broadcast.
With all due respect, Governor Christie is a big fat tick of a person who has been gorging himself on the lifeblood.
He's like an overfed Labrador retriever.
That's right.
Jessica, do not encourage him. Jay. No, what are you doing?
You know how every once in a while...
I had a golden retriever that was fat.
Yeah. They look like a tick.
Yeah, Fenway.
Look like Christy a little bit?
No, I'm not playing along with this stuff. Jay, what have you done?
I haven't done anything. Listen, she fell into the orbit of our governor.
I think you can mix. I'm going to give you a little bit of that. Right, so we're out of the creme brulee beer.
Can I swirl
that and drink that.
Why? Oh.
Because you want to clean out the rest of the creme brulee so you can taste the next.
Can I have the other bottle so I can take a picture of it because it was so good? I want to go get more of it.
Okay, good news, bad news.
Oh, no. Well, do you remember what it's called?
No.
Oh, no.
The good news is the bottle has not been taken away by the janitorial service. The bad news is
it has broken
the plane of the trash can, and I threw it in with force.
I'll go pick it up.
All right, so it's in the outer trash can. I'll show you. We do need to take a picture.
I will show you what trash can it's in.
The creme brulee was very good.
I need to say this about Patrick and how I'm jealous of him. Because I listened to the whole episode. Jessica does not. Bill does not know how to download the episode. I believe 100% he does not.
I'm not subscribed to our own podcast.
I went to go listen to the episode today. Got distracted. Got so excited that a rating was higher than my Uber rating.
Oh, wow.
Which my Uber rating is pretty good. So.
Wait a minute. What's your Uber rating?
Like 5.8.
No. Wait.
4.8. 4.8. It's not a 5.0.
Let's see.
Our podcast rating is 5.0.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
And I was feeling pretty good about it.
Hold on.
Yeah.
And then I didn't ever listen to the podcast.
Let me tell you something. I'm not good at many things.
Do you know how to do this?
No.
Do you guys have Uber?
I have Uber. Hold on. Yeah.
Wait, how was...
I actually have Boober. It's a similar service that you can Boob share.
What's your rating?
4.0.
You got to show it, though.
Wait. Okay. Ready?
All right, ready?
I don't have my Uber app.
I'm very proud of my Uber.
I have it up. How do I find you, Jessica?
Click on... Wait, you've got Uber up.
I got Uber.
Click on the three lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Over to the
That's like
top
the three
left.
Shells from Demolition Man.
4.86. What are you?
Wait, hold
4.87.
on.
4.87! No! I can't believe it.
All right.
I was so confident that I was going
to
win that.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Wow.
I don't know what you do wrong to get a lower rating, but...
Wait.
What did I do?
Did you drive people?
What did you do wrong?
What?
That you have a rating? How do I? Do I have a rating?
Yes, of course you have a rating.
How do I get my rating?
All right, go to. Can you show them? You got to click on your name.
All right.
Yeah. Look.
Click on your profile.
Do you see this?
Yeah.
Do you see the three bars in the top?
I'm right here. So,
so Jessica, do you have Uber?
The three bars on the top left.
All right, check your rating, Patrick, because this is now.
I don't know that I've ever. I think I have the app. I don't know that I've ever ordered an Uber.
Jason's is there.
I've ordered a Lyft, which I feel like is the RC Cola of ride sharing.
It's the Mr. Pip.
What?
Yes.
Mine's synced with my Facebook. It's
I don't know that I've ever ordered an Uber. I just have the app.
Okay.
That's so funny.
This is what I'm talking about right now.
I'm at 4.86. I thought I had the highest one.
What are you at? What's your rating?
This is what I'm saying. I don't think I've ever ordered an Uber. I just have the app.
He has Lyft.
So have you not ever ordered?
No, I've ordered tons of Ubers. I don't know.
I only Uber.
You know what? Maybe
4.8. You beat me.
Maybe the AI at Uber knows how upset I'd be if I had a low rating.
You know what? Based on your amount of Wellbutrin.
Yeah, touch ID, it could actually taste in the sweat.
Wait, how much? Patrick, you have Uber the app, but you've never Ubered.
Right.
Really.
I've Lyfted, which I just said is the RC Cola or Mr. Pib of ride sharing.
It's absolutely the RC Cola.
It's the Admiral Crunch. It's like, you know, bottom shelf.
Right.
It's fun to go to a new city and be like, what is the Uber equivalent of the city? Because sometimes there's cheaper rides.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
This is like some weird Kansas City version of Uber.
For the next 3 weeks, I am in a competition with Jessica on my Uber rating. Like, I am going to work
the
hard
only
to get
reason
a 4.78.
I know this is a thing is because I lost my ID and it was my friend who had ordered the Uber. So we had to call back the Uber driver the rating went down like
why
a whole
would you,
point
like,
or
so
two.
You get a rating as a passenger?
Oh, yeah, they rate you.
You don't get it as a passenger. So someone else had called the Uber. So my losing their ID affected their score.
If you order it, you get rated. So the driver can rate you.
If
you're drunk and you throw up in the back of the Uber,
you
don't get a 5.
Because if you travel with people that throw up in the back of the Uber.
Well, I guess it depends on what you throw up.
I don't know.
I mean, if you're with a leprechaun and he throws up rainbows.
More than one person did not give me a 5.
Probably because you talk to them. You probably come in and you're like, hey, Uber driver.
I asked him about Trump right away.
Yeah.
I want to just know your thoughts on Donald Trump.
There we start.
Do you
really?
There
we go.
And by the way, someone who's uninsured working in the gig economy probably doesn't have a lot of really good thoughts about our president.
Many, many pro-Trump Uber drivers.
Really? Are they?
Wait, they're just being
What's
nice
your
to me?
Scientific research on that?
I'm going to tell you this.
Have you had Geller run the numbers on that?
I've always had before I get into the Uber, which is why I Ubered in the first place.
I know exactly what happened. He got into one of those self-driving Ubers that a Russian bot took over.
He was talking to him.
What happened?
That girl in Texas, she was like working for the DA and she got in an Uber and she was like, where are you going? I work for the district attorney's office. Where are you taking me? Because he was taking her a back route. She got fired because she was threatening the Uber driver and with her job status.
Well, you know,
it was one of these, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
That never works.
Roy Moore, when he was a DA, could not get an Uber because no one was old enough to drive the car. This is actual fact,
what
Bill.
What are you even talking about?
He tried to order an Uber when he was a DA it was a big wheel pulled up. He had gotten the back of the big wheel.
See, Patrick, what I deal with. I deal with this every podcast. There's always something political.
Bill, I want to defend Roy Moore for a second.
All right, go ahead.
A lot of people think he is was inappropriate with young people. This is not true. I've been to Alabama. He just didn't know how to do math very well. So I think what happened
fourth grade at math.
Yeah, I think what happened was
always
but fourth grade math in Alabama is different than fourth grade math in New Jersey.
I think he meets a girl and he goes, what year were you born? And the girl says 2002. And he goes, let me do some quick math. He goes, you're 37. This works out perfectly. Let's go.
Well, that's like Alabama, West Virginia math.
Yeah.
It works differently than New Jersey math.
West Virginia math, you don't apply unless they're in your
family. Sorry for all of our podcast listeners in Alabama and West Virginia.
None of them have a computer.
I think we have a huge following in Alabama.
Well, I got to say
something. How do we know that?
Bill, how do we gain followers in West Virginia?
That's my entire night is now completely distracted by the Uber rating.
You're distracted by something?
My night is ruined because I want to know who makes the creme brulee beer.
Oh, Jay, would you mind going in the trash for that?
Yeah, I'll go.
Well, you have to do it now.
Dominski.
I threw it out by the vending machine.
Dominski was asking me when I was out here in the screeners room. He was like, so what are you talking about on Speaking Millennial? And I said, you know, whatever Bill wants to talk about for 30 seconds before we change the subject. Right. And he was like, oh, you sound real enthused about that. And I was like, no, don't misunderstand me. I welcome that.
Yes.
But I just want to tell you how it is.
Let me tell you something, Patrick. You keep up with it.
I try.
Yeah.
So, I try.
So Eric Scott doesn't always keep up with that. He likes to stick to a subject. Right. And kind of talk it through.
He's actually, you know, I can tell what happens while he's talking to you. He uses his computer interface to log into Uber and lower your rating as he talks
Eric
to
you. Scott. It's Eric Scott. He's sabotaging using his my Uber
cybernetic
rating.
Implants.
I work next to him every day. He doesn't know how to use a computer.
Well, I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
But this is what I was getting to since the beginning of the podcast. This is the compliment I want to give to Patrick because I listen to the podcast. All right. And
yeah, you can get a compliment. You have to wait. Your turn, right, though. And you can get a compliment because we're all speaking millennial here.
I give Patrick a compliment for everyone. You shouldn't have brought it at all.
I give Patrick a 5.0, and I'll tell you why. Because that podcast that we recorded with him and Nicole was at the end of a Friday that I believe Jessica had been up for 97 straight hours.
You had not slept.
She had just come from a dance marathon. Bill,
doing lots of ecstasy.
Yeah. She was rolling on Molly. We could all tell. Bill
was drunk.
Was spilling beer everywhere.
Poor Gigi.
And poor Gigi.
Nicole losing rock, paper, scissors. And all of this is going on. And listen to episode 34. You hear all this.
I was just spit all over the board.
And did these conversations
that rock always wins. Was that the
she said it matter of factly. Right. She said, you said point should be one of the things in rock, paper, scissors. And you said paper, it could be the point. Thing that always wins, but you can only use it once. And Nicole said, well, rock always wins. And there was a pause. And everybody's like, wait. Huh? What? And she's like, right. Well, rock always wins because it's the strongest. And my theory was that she was invited to a frat that played strip, rock, paper, scissors. And
like, somebody was like, rock always wins.
Yeah, rock always wins. And she's like, oh, well, okay. And everybody's like, you got to keep inviting Nicole back to this frat. This is why she plays the elbow game.
Here's
too.
The problem. I tell people that the podcast is slightly edgier
right.
than the radio broadcast.
Yeah, it is.
But you told that story on the radio this morning.
Yeah, but I mean, but
so I'm like, I think wait, I've so, lost a little okay, street cred so, here.
Okay. Oh, no, the right, why do I get a 5.0?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so thank you, Patrick, for bringing it back.
Here's the thing that I wish I had. He has such a radio voice. All of these conversations are going on. You're having conversations with Jessica.
Thank you.
Nicole is talking about, I think she's talking to herself at some point. I am just rambling like I ramble. You're following the conversation and then you talk and his voice, like the dulcet tones of his baritone cuts through the
dulcet all tones of your baritone.
All of the noise.
That is a Millen Award. I'd like to see that.
His voice.
It's like a
Bill, you
fifth
have a,
grade word.
You have
no,
a
no, no,
great,
no, I'm not, it's out of my league.
You have a great radio voice. It's got this like old Edward R. Murrow kind of, I've smoked a lot. And lived a lot kind of voice, but that voice that he has is that like that mid-Atlantic 1945 just cutting through
it's
the
clear,
mid-tempo
though. And like, Patrick is articulate and clear.
Yeah, and
you
I'm listening
exactly
to it and I'm like
what he's saying.
I can hear every word that Patrick is saying, and I listen to my own dumb whiny voice, and I actually pulled into oncoming traffic for 5 solid seconds I got the Wellbutrin kicked in.
Good God.
Kill yourself. So I had to pull back out.
At some point, Jay, I think didn't we discuss Jay's replacement?
Yeah.
Patrick. It's got to be Patrick.
This morning on the radio. Yeah.
Right? At length.
That story could have taken such a dark turn.
But weren't you talking? I don't know. Was it?
I'm comfortable living in a dark place.
I don't
place,
remember
Jessica.
Though. Was it because you were going to die for some reason?
There I had
some
a cold in Reno.
Oh, we thought you were
going to
die.
Like, who would you
so
like?
We immediately discussed your replacement. I think it's Patrick.
Yeah,
right.
Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick, are you in?
I'm.
If Jay dies, are you in?
I don't want him to think that I'm like you know
gunning for it.
Right.
No.
Right.
No we're look, murder is excluded.
Right.
But you know,
so
Patrick,
the deal is off if you kill Jay.
If I do die,
what about suicide?
If I do die,
no, I think that's
Patrick.
I think that's fine.
You are
I'm like insurance.
Suspect number one. If you know, I do one of those.
Well, it's a good point.
If you say yes,
yeah, I'm.
If he says yes, exactly.
I'm willing to
the red pill, or the blue pill.
Not I don't know if I'm willing to take that chance. Yeah.
Do you know what red pill and blue pill is on the internet? Do you know what that is?
No.
I mean, I thought it was from.
It's
Matrix,
from
the
one
Matrix.
Of my favorite movies.
Is there a difference?
But it's been co-opted by male meninists, like not the anti-feminist, right?
Okay.
So blue pill are people that like believe the feminist agenda. I'm not saying this. I'm saying that this is online. Red pill are people that have accepted that it's very anti-woman and there's like a whole movement, like a red pill movement. So if you say I've been red pilled.
I've never heard about this.
Wait, what?
So there's red pill and there's also black pill
that
incels
use. So as a Trump supporter,
Yes.
Which pill? Am I the green pill?
Oh, you're red pill for sure. Oh, they are all, they are just very MAGA and the red pill. And then there's
making red pills great again.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's important.
And you know,
Merpka.
You know, Merpka.
And,
yep. And boom, 1744 in, got a title.
Yeah. And then there's Merpka. There's black pill that incels take. Incels are involuntary celibates. So it's people that have never had sex because they've tried and no one will have sex with them. So they've started their own support group called incels.
An incel. And they're called virgins, right?
Yeah, involuntary celibates. And they take the black pill, which is a form of hatred of the
species. You know what I think, Jay?
Yes.
And I'm going to, now Patrick, Jessica, you may agree or disagree. I'm educating
the world here.
Here's what I think. I think Jay Black, in between comedy gigs, yes, and movies on Hallmark and all, that's these right, great things that you do in the entertainment industry, and your artistic value to the world is just unmatched.
Yeah, the artistic
we're
value
proud to
of
know you.
Are Hallmark you in a movie movies on Hallmark?
But here's what I think.
Several.
Oh my God, he's got four.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I should tell my mom.
Which one made Jessica cry?
Yeah. Well, I was going to bring it up because I was watching Netflix. I had one night off with nothing to do, and I was like, this is perfect. Instead of driving the night before Thanksgiving, I got in bed and watched endless Netflix Christmas romance movies, and I was like, I can't wait for Jay to write another one.
I'm in the middle of writing one right now. Yeah.
Love it. It's like, these are it. Like, I watched like four of them.
So here's what I was going to say, that in between writing those movies, which I agree, he should write more. I think he needs a job as a Walmart greeter, and I'll tell you why. Jay has way too much time on the internet.
He hands out, like, he should be not handing know out pill. Yellow smiley face stickers think he should to be. Everyone.
Because he would spread the joy to Walmart shoppers.
So,
and it would
think,
be less
Jay?
Time on the internet talking about red pills and green pills and black pills.
Weird. I think that Bill is asking.
Do you agree?
I think Bill is saying.
I think he needs it.
Instead of reading about
incels,
instead of reading about incels, go to Walmart and meet them in person.
Yes.
I think that's what you're trying to say.
What I gather about the whole pill thing, whether you're red, blue, or black pill, I think the black pills probably, from what you have described, spend out of all these three. Now, I think all these three categories do this to some extent. The black pills, I think, by far spend the most time in boxer shorts in their mother's basements.
Oh, yes. Well, assuming their mothers allow them to be in the basement.
I learned the most disturbing thing on the internet the other day.
The most disturbing
the
thing
most
on the
disturbing
internet?
Thing, the most.
You guys have gone pretty far on the
Jessica,
internet.
Searching on what?
I've had a much it different
like
internet
web.
Experience
it
than you.
It sounds like the dark web.
And I can guarantee you I've seen more disturbing things than you
know, is your information being compromised right. on the dark web, because let me tell you,
I can't believe that's, you know what, I can't even talk about it because it's the sponsor, and you know,
by the way, Bill, you don't know this I do, your photo is used as currency on the dark web. A lot of people don't know that.
It's like a Bitcoin, but it's
a Bill coin.
Wait, is it my parody photo?
Yeah,
because the parody account photo is me, right?
Pork
I think
roll.
Is it a pork roll? I think
yeah,
it's
that's
a pork
a lower
roll.
Denomination. I'm sorry, Jessica. What disturbing thing did you
it's
see?
Like the internet
so
nickel.
I'm shopping for rentals on the Craigslist for like my new apartment, and there's all of these mixed in with all the other ads that say SFW free rent.
Oh, yeah. Single white female.
Ew.
Yeah, free rent.
I was like, what's SFW? And then I was like, all these people just want to live with someone.
Have you ever seen the movie Single White Female?
Girlfriend. No. It's
oh,
a movie?
Man.
That's where Bridget Fonda gets a haircut.
Bridget Fonda and Jennifer Jason Leigh.
That was a tough movie, right? Wasn't it like
brutal? When did that come out? Why have I never heard of that?
It had to be 20 years ago.
Early 90s,
1993.
Was it called SFW?
I'm gonna check
he
right now.
Off the top of his head.
SWF.
If it does happen to be 1993,
Jay is a devoted single white female
fan. I think I remember that movie.
Yeah, where
you
like,
should watch that movie. I don't know.
1992.
I suggest that way. Is it gruesome? Is it sexual? I don't remember.
It's a thriller. It's a
is
gruesome
it a
sexual
thing?
Thriller.
So
yeah.
my favorite part of that movie.
Was
so,
it 93?
So what happens is 92.
Jay, you're off.
I know. It's
up the Wellbutrin.
I got to come on.
Up the limitless prescription.
Did we
Jakey.
Ever do so, our Godfather?
We have not. We should talk about that. But I need to say this about Single White Female. She becomes obsessed with her roommate. That's what happens. She wants to be just like a roommate, so she gets a haircut just like the roommate. And well, there's a scene where she sneaks into the roommate's boyfriend's room and has sex with him, pretending to
In
be
the dark.
The other girl. Yeah. The boyfriend wakes up like midway through, like, oh, cool.
So there's
girlfriend's
been
having sex with me.
Of this before.
Well, in my fantasies, yes. But
this is like the climactic scene of the movie.
Well, literally.
You're giving the whole thing away, Jay.
So, yeah. But,
spoiler alert to Jessica.
Spoiler alert for a 25-year-old movie. If you have not seen this, it came out when Jessica was two.
Millennials have not seen this movie.
No.
Patrick, you're a bit of a renaissance man when it comes to being a millennial.
I have been described as what they say, an old soul.
I feel like anyone who has a mortgage is no longer a millennial.
By the way,
interesting.
Yeah.
And a good point. That's a good point, actually. Yeah.
You know who uses the term old soul more than anybody? Roy Moore. A lot of people don't know that. He says, if you met her, you'd know. She's an old soul.
Can't make it up. Now I'm regretting everything I've ever done.
I think the whole single white female reference as Jessica looks for a new apartment. We should have probably waited.
Well, you know, in the old days,
because by the time this airs, you'll have already decided.
About the whole
so
thing.
Now you're done. You're like,
in the
I'm
old
done.
Days, a woman trading her body for a place to stay was what we called marriage. So I don't understand what you're upset about, Jessica.
Is it creep? The SWF
single female. Yeah.
I don't mean to be naive,
uh-huh.
but what do you think they mean by that? Like, is that you can live with me and you have to have sex with me?
Like, I don't think it's sex necessarily. I think it's just like getting to hang out with a girl for the black
So you think they're like just creepy guys
or
the other women?
I think they're super creepy dudes.
Super creepy dudes.
Yeah.
Really?
They're just hoping that, you know, Jessica will be like eating her Admiral Crunch in her underwear at some point. And I get the walk in and be like, oh, hey, Jessica, how you doing? And that's worth the free rent.
So for just somebody. Weirdos.
Weirdos.
Just come live with me.
Gross weirdos who are alone.
I feel naive, but it just seems bizarre.
I had just learned about this. That's why I was like, is this the weirdest thing I've ever seen on the internet?
But that's a big thing.
Bill, you've lived a kind of charmed life where you go like, I think I'll go on the radio. And then you're on the radio, you know? Like
this is really true. This is
like if you honestly said, if you announced, I'd like to go into space, within 4 months, somebody'd be like, I can get into space. And you're like, all right, I'll go into space. I don't think you've ever had to offer this.
I'd like to live stream that.
I don't think you've ever had to offer the spare room in your basement apartment for free to a girl to have one near you. Like, I don't think you've ever had to have that experience. But there are guys who, you know.
You were very specific about that offer.
Huh? What?
Yes.
Jessica, if you saw one from Black Pill 1776, that guy was just being funny. That was just a funny.
It wasn't creepy. It wasn't creepy at all.
He was being ironic because it's hilarious to have girls in their house. So here's what I used to do. In the old days, before incels, there was a subgroup called Forever Alone. And these were people that feel like they have nobody in their life. And there was a time where I would go to that website and I would say, hey, I do comedy. You don't have to be alone. Come out to my comedy show. And then I'll hang out with you after the show. And my wife is like, do you have a death wish? And I was like, kind of. Several of these people actually come out to my show and I would hang out with them afterwards and just talk to them because no one would talk to them. And then I had to get off of it because they said, you know, we feel like you're just doing this for publicity.
Oh,
and I was like, guys, just I need you to think this out for a second. You literally have no friends. What word of mouth campaign am I trying to generate in a group that has like your whole group is dedicated that no one likes you? What am I hoping that you'll do? Tell the doorman at your house?
Right, and why was that a negative?
Well, because they thought that I was not coming from a real place.
You were using them.
Right. I was using them to what? I have no idea. I brought several of them to shows. I hung out with them afterwards. Right. And a lot of them were just like normal people. Some of them you go, well, maybe
but
you should be forever
felt
alone.
Very fortunate that they met you.
Well, I mean, listen, I was trying to help him because
very
felt
ungrateful,
like
if you ask me.
Well, you could tell that there was a self-fulfilling prophecy for these people where the second someone reached a hand out to them and said like, hey, just hang out with me.
I'm supposed to be alone.
Yeah, their instinct was like, you must be wanting something out of
just
this.
Back to the single white female thing on that point.
Yeah.
What single white female responds to that ad?
None.
Right. It's concerning.
Right?
Yeah.
No, somebody has to. They're doing it.
So, no, here's the thing.
Do you agree? Patrick, I mean, how creepy is that? I don't know, maybe as a dad,
well,
a daughter, I'm
like,
oh my God,
50 and under.
What's that?
Some of them said like 50 and under.
Oof.
Yeah.
For every one of those SWF
crazy
Craigslist ads, there's one that says, couple seeks girl to experiment with. Those ads are in there. No one has answered one of those either, right? There has never been a 27-year-old girl going,
they haven't answered your ad.
Huh, I would like to be in a threesome with an old couple. Let me get involved with that. That has never happened once. There is wishful thinking on Craigslist that will never be fulfilled.
Yeah. Craigslist is creepy.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, there have been Craigslist success stories. My wife, back before we were married, was looking for a roommate and found one on Craigslist. And this girl is now one of our very best friends. And, you know, she's thoroughly vetted. She has a family of her own now.
How do you vet someone on
Extreme
Craigslist?
Extreme vetting, Bill.
Waterboard first.
That's right. Ask
questions later.
Her boyfriend, who is now her boyfriend at the time, who's now her husband, is a police officer. So we figured she's on the up and up.
She gets a haircut similar to your wife's, sleep lightly that night, my friend.
Yeah,
good things are about to happen. But you know, this is a Craigslist success story. A lot of people don't know this. Craigslist is where Eric Scott met his chair. A lot of people don't know that. he put an ad in looking for a chair to be my friend. And the chair responded, and now they've been living.
Well,
very
and then
happily.
There's like Craigslist, like connections, right? Like people looking for like long lost people.
Hey, I saw you. You had a red jacket on. And you smiled at me.
That's where the air commissioners reached out to Eric.
We were on the Q train at 12:30.
So I asked you seriously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What kind of a world am I not involved with? What goes on out there? Wow.
There's a lot out
but
there.
Again, there's no way that works. Because that's out of some weird Hollywood movie. Somebody's fantasy.
Yeah, does
that
ever work? I've never heard of a success story where people met.
You know who it would work
those...
for? Charmed Life Bill.
Just put that out there.
I think you should just think right now.
Hey, I saw you. You were wearing a red jacket.
Hey, I was looking for a sponsor for my podcast.
I was looking for a podcast sponsor. I happen to see you on the 7 train.
You know what? I was looking for a place to sell my Pinterest wares.
Well, the old version of this before Craigslist used to be Facebook stalking. And I'll tell you a story. Kristen and I met at our college freshman orientation.
I probably performed at it. I've done a million of those.
That is where we met. And it was June of the year that we were going to college. So then we had the whole summer before we actually, you know, got to the campus.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the summer, I get a message on Facebook. And I had just joined Facebook like a week before.
Was it called The Facebook?
It was thefacebook.com. And I get a message and it says, "Yo, my buddy from orientation. I actually switched into the class that you registered for, so I'll see you in a month." And this was Kristen. She had found me through Facebook in a missed connection type way.
But see, it was there for that.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
It was like
I'm more impressed that she used the word "yo" in an appropriate context.
Well, she was at the time part of Run DMC.
Sounds like you're in the friend zone at the time.
Run DMC, who was going
to
be on the show.
I took 3.5 years to get out of the friend zone. On the show. But it happened.
Christmas and Hollis, man. You were in friend zone.
My favorite Christmas song.
She reached out to you. That's not friend zone.
She did. And then we didn't start dating until, 3.5 years passed.
But there was interest there.
There was always a mutual interest. It would be a great, what they call a meet cute in a movie.
Jessica.
It would.
If you were telling me you were taking a pottery class, and then I texted you later, "Jessica, I joined that pottery class so we can be together in
Jessica
that pottery
would call
class."
Cops.
You would immediately.
I got a creeper coming up.
And rightfully so, get a restraining order against me. And as you were taking me away, I would go, "I cannot be upset that you've done this. This is the correct thing to do."
Well,
but
no,
a girl does it.
Before,
that's interesting.
Before, before that, he'd go on Missed Connections on Craigslist and said, "Met someone in pottery class, would like to reenact scene from Ghost.
Yes.
Please contact."
Yeah. That's
that's pretty good.
No, I
don't. That's pretty good.
Anytime I think pottery, I think
Ghost.
Do
millennials know Ghost? Do they know the reference?
They know what ghosts
does
are.
Does everyone know the pottery,
ghosts
the pottery
exist, scene? So I don't know what ghosts are.
That would have been a great slogan. That would have been a great tagline for that movie.
Scene in Ghost?
No.
When you think pottery,
I know it's a movie.
I know that millennials don't know that reference.
Yeah. Do you guys believe in ghosts?
No. They're not real. They're bullshit.
None of us believe in ghosts.
There's
zero.
I'm not sure.
No.
I'm a little torn.
I don't know if I believe in ghosts per se. I believe that there's something supernatural out there.
Nope.
I'll tell you this. If Jay dies and you replace him on the podcast, he will haunt us.
Yeah, but you know what my haunting would be?
It'll be like he's still here.
I would be haunting you passive aggressively. You would you'd be going and you're just here.
It'd be like all of a sudden, all of a sudden the air conditioners are back.
Yeah.
Think about Ghost, the movie. There's a whole generation of people who don't know that Whoopi Goldberg was ever an actress.
No, I know she was in that.
She
won an Academy Award.
Jessica's never seen Ghost.
They just think of her as a talk show host.
The pottery scene.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Which was supposed to be like the big sexy scene in the movie.
Right.
And all I kept thinking was, you need a shower. Look at it. You are covered
the mud was everywhere,
ilk.
Or whatever they call it. Yeah. Disgusting.
But I'll say this, that scene where...
And what were they going to actually make? Like, what were they going to use that for?
You know what?
Mix eggs in that?
Old-fashioned condom.
Plant something?
I mean, she was making a clay condom. I can't get pregnant. My penis in there.
Old days.
In clay. We'll be fine. So first off, a couple of things I need to address. Number one, I would do a misconnection for Jessica in the podcast. Hey, saw you at a podcast today. Thought maybe we had a moment. Look me up. Secondly, that scene in Ghost where, do you remember when he gets into Whoopi Goldberg's body and they get to hug and kiss each other before away?
Yes.
I have no ability to see Patrick Swayze there. All I'm doing is like, she's totally making out with Whoopi Goldberg there. I was in the theater. My mom took me to see that movie. She had seen it. She's like, you got to see this, most romantic thing ever. I'm like, why are we going together, mom? And we watched that scene. Everybody else weeping. I'm laughing hysterically. 15-year-old me, best thing I've ever seen. I was she's kissing Whoopi Goldberg. Who doesn't see this? Am I the only one who sees this?
Comedy career was born.
And I'll tell you, the other day.
Oh, Patrick, I opened that for you.
The other day.
Ready?
Yes.
I was on Craigslist I saw, hey, 15 years ago, I was in a theater and a crazy person was shouting out, he's kissing Whoopi Goldberg.
It's a follow up.
Was that you? Maybe we could get together. And that's how I met my wife. It all wraps together, Bill.
So you can't do that on Facebook now.
I mean, you can, but Facebook, I still use Facebook a lot. And I know,
I really don't use it.
I know you don't use it a lot. Facebook, I think, and this is my privilege speaking because I got in on the ground level kind of here. Facebook, I think, was so much better when they only restricted it to people who had a college email address.
Yeah.
Once you open the floodgates up, you got all manner of people coming and their friend requesting you. And I don't know you.
So talk to Jessica about swimsuit pictures. Talk about that. We were talking about that earlier today.
Well, that's more of an Instagram thing.
Oh, is that Instagram?
Oh, you mean people
that's more Instagram.
That troll that go through. So here's what happened. So on the air today, two weeks ago, I mentioned my Instagram account and I said, look, I've got to ask people sometimes. I was asking Jay and Jessica to accept the request for a calendar appointment.
Insta.
Well, before I got to that, I sent out these calendar appointments and neither of them accepted.
Yeah, because you sent out 35 calendar requests.
We actually cleared that up. I will send one, and as long as you accept the first one, I will not send any more.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you guys met with the mediator. You guys want
to be...
No, I showed him how to use it because he didn't realize.
Okay. She pretty much taught me how to use the app.
But we were talking about Instagram when you asked for people.
So I asked for people and then what I got, I don't know, 20 or 30 likes on that picture. And then I realized some people had gone through and liked like the last 20 pictures.
Which is what you expect when you tell someone to like your Insta. Right. They owe you a bunch of likes.
Right.
So they go through and they like them all.
Yeah.
But the creepy part, by the way, is not that.
Yes. No. So the problem is when someone goes through your pictures and like goes years back and finds like a vacation bikini picture and likes that at random when you haven't talked to him in 2 years and you're like, ugh.
So who does that? Is it a random person or like an old boyfriend?
No. It's like a random old high school acquaintance.
Right.
I will give you an example of this that just happened to me this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was going in a much
Patrick
different direction.
Had his bikini pictures out there.
Right.
We're going back to 2012 now.
Right. My best friend's birthday is today, and I was looking for a Facebook picture with both of us tagged in it to post on his birthday. And I'm looking back through all the pictures that were tagged in together, and there's one of us after our senior prom. Mm-hmm. When we went to the beach,
right,
and we had buried him in the sand and given him a little bit of a chest.
Oh, yeah.
And I am touching his sand chest. And I said, after what happened with Al Franken and what happened this morning with Matt Lauer, I cannot post this. And I might even like untag myself.
Hashtag me too.
I can't do this. Now, again, that picture was taken, number one, in 2005.
Wow. We think so opposite.
Number
two, I would have reposted.
We were teenagers.
Yeah.
Right.
But I was like, no, this is in poor taste.
Because there was no ill intent. It was just
bad timing, though.
But this is in poor taste. I can't. So I picked something else.
Jessica, when somebody does that to you, do you block them when they do that? Like, if you get like a random like
on a bikini shot,
you immediately block.
Do you, though?
Sometimes if they're tagged to a location and you don't know the person, you assume they were just looking through the location tag.
But you probably get a lot of that.
But when you know the person, it's
Why were they scrolling years back through my pictures? Have you heard of the concept of Finstas?
Fake Instagrams?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, my wife deals a lot with this because she's a swim coach and she coaches a lot of, you know, preteens and teenagers. And a lot of the kids in that age group will have like a Finsta, which is a fake Instagram, which is not like using their name, where they'll post like, you know, photos
that only... So they have one for their mom to see.
Right. Their real Instagram is for like people to see. Right. And it has like their name attached to it. But their Finsta... has like maybe some more questionable.
Finsta sounds Yiddish. Finsta is like somebody like that you're going to your grandma's house. Like, I'm going to go see my Finsta.
Got to go see Finsta.
Oh, for my bar mitzvah. I got such a nice gift from my Finsta.
See what Finsta got me.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know.
But wait, I'm more interested, though, in the people that are trolling. Yeah. So are
they're not trolling, Bill. There's another word for what they're doing, but we don't want to bring it up.
They're just checking out pictures of you very innocently.
Sure. Yeah. We know what they're doing, Bill. They're looking at random girls' bikini shots on Instagram.
No, but that's my question. Is it random or is it they hear you on the radio?
No,
it's targeted.
And they're like, I'm going to find Jessica Nutt and let me go scroll through.
Scroll through years of her pictures. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is great. A bikini picture. She's going to see you when I like it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's the question. Do they think that when they like it, you're going to be like,
well,
oh,
it depends
God,
if
I'm
their
so
thumb
glad.
Slips or right? if like, they did it intentionally. Yes.
No,
I don't know. Do they do intentionally or did their thumb slip?
I think sometimes there's
fat thumbs.
Their thumb slip. Okay. But I think also sometimes it's this misbegotten idea that I'm going to like this and then Jessica's going to see that I like this. She's going to look up my Insta and then fall in love with me.
Yes.
Which has never happened once in the history of the world.
Ever.
But it could
in the history of Instagram, that has never happened.
But Jay's absolutely right. That is the thought process.
Because
it may be.
Never crossed my mind.
So what do you
do?
Do you block them? What do you do, though, when that happens?
I think she sets fire to her computer and moves to a different country. That's what I would do.
I think you ignore it.
Move along with your life.
You ignore it.
You could do that, too.
I think you ignore the way you ignore Jay's texts.
Yeah.
I would move to
same
principle.
Same result, too. Yeah.
I would move to a small Inuit village. I'd live in an igloo and I would never go on Instagram again. Being a girl, who is just from a distance as a 41-year-old man watching the things that you guys have to deal with, it's the worst thing ever. And not just the hashtag me too, it's just the daily grind of like creepy dudes constantly filling up your social media.
Neither of you liked my Insta.
And it's a bikini shot.
I don't think I'm following you.
Are you not following me on Instagram
now? Let me check.
I think I follow you on Instagram.
By the way,
just saying, my last one was pretty good.
Do you guys follow Bill's Finsta or his Insta? Because I'm going to tell you something. His Insta is
Bill,
racist.
Did you unfollow me
on Instagram?
I am following you, but this is your last post. A really close-up picture of your face.
It was funny. You have to read it.
Bill's real Instagram.
Do you see this? Look at this.
But you got to read the
caption. It's like a creepy close picture.
Let me read it here. It says,
what is that caption?
I'm reading it right now.
The best part about a joke is when you have to describe it.
I'm going to read
those
it.
Those are always killer.
See what happens?
I'm reading it right now.
All right, go ahead.
To who I saw on the subway today. It's me, Bill.
Oh, see?
Bill Spadia.
See,
I thought you were
one
of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. Please look me up. So it says, taking a minute out of a busy trip. For a family pic, everybody's looking great. Hanging with so the idea here is I'm hanging with everybody, but I'm so full of myself.
About me, exactly.
It's a picture of myself.
So I'm mocking myself.
I'm not following you. I am following
why
you.
Why did you post a picture of yourself very close?
How come all of your pictures of you working out at the gym saying butt day again, and it's just you doing squats? Bill, what are you doing here?
So it was funny. It was, you scroll in. It was like, this is the whole family. We love the family. They all look good, but it's just of me.
I'm looking through all the pictures here. Some people jamming on your show.
Patrick, do you follow Bill on Insta?
I do, actually. I wasn't sure that I did, but I do. I like your picture, which just here looks like you signed a long-term contract with the Somerset Patriots because you have the classic like jersey over the shirt and tie combo. That's great. That's classic.
So see, now I know what happened. Jessica sees that. She's like, what? It's so obnoxious. you got to read the caption.
You're like,
let me
explain the joke and then it'll
be
so funny.
No, you
got to
read the caption is part of the joke.
Now that I have, is this your phone, Jess? Is that what I'm using? Okay, I wanted to, if I had Bill's phone, I was going to just go like random pictures of girls.
I figured you were. I'm glad.
But yeah,
I think if you think about the joke for a minute.
It's great.
I feel like it's kind of funny.
Bill,
I owe you a lot of likes though. I'm going to add up my likes.
There's a
we just go with the last one. That's fine. That's just, you know, I thought it was good.
There's a
Patrick, oh, did you like it? You
this didn't. Guy has a beard.
Wait, oh, the
John Doerr.
What, oh, the, John Doerr, oh, yeah. Very funny comic.
Funny comedian,
the,
yeah.
The close Canadian. Up the close mm-hmm. up of where you're saying
we don't hold that against
all the people that you're hanging out with in London.
Yes, I thought that was funny.
Yes. There's,
like there, it made me laugh when I posted it. I'm like, look at this great picture of the family. Hashtag Christmas 2017.
You know what? I think we needed a visual.
All right.
We needed
the joke was it was just me.
There was no misconnections picture on there.
I think we needed a visual muffin joke. There's a Reddit website.
It was a visual muffin joke. You know, thank you, Jay.
I haven't heard the muffin joke in a while now.
It's been a long time.
Remind me again, what is the muffin joke?
Good night, everybody.
Graduated past the muffin joke.
I feel like I shouldn't tell it.
It's died.
Maybe in episode 38. That's a tease.
I think we should hold off
talk about a promo.
To episode 100.
Now, are you,
that should be maybe, our 100th you, anniversary.
You obviously are hosting the Millens, right?
Yes.
It has to be part of your opening monologue. It's got to be we've got to put together an opening number for the Millens. We've got to put, you know how they
will
do
you
like
perform?
I will definitely perform.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Spady and the MAGA Dancers.
Wait, I think we got something. So,
the MAGA Dancers.
Will you bring your keyboard?
Yeah.
Well, hold on a minute. The whole Millens thing has now gotten to the next level.
Would it be over?
You think Bob will come? He won't come.
Would it be stepping over the line to
know.
Ask you to come dressed as Chip from Beauty and the Beast? Would that be too far?
I actually think I have a Chip T-shirt, like buried like somewhere in my childhood bedroom.
See, I don't
and
picture
if I
you
go to my parents' house between now and then. It's quite possible.
I don't picture
I
you ever having a child's voice. I picture you having this newsman's voice as a 7-year-old Chip.
Well, this is what we say about Eric Scott is that he tumbled out of the womb, ready to update you on the morning news.
I just picture you as going
in that voice.
Yeah. I just picture you going, Patrick Lavery here as Chip. Bad news today. The Beast is in a bad mood, everybody. So back up. Beauty's here. Looks like she's making some inroads, but we'll have to see how that story develops.
You, speaking of that, you're
speaking
filling in for me.
Millennial.
This week, I think.
Yeah. So I should be. I got to be in bed. I got to go to bed right now.
You got to get up tomorrow. What are you doing?
You're filling in tomorrow?
The podcast.
December. So yes, tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
Right? Yeah. Friday the 22nd.
Here, I've been practicing, Bill. Ready?
And go ahead.
Donald Trump, a lot of people are saying that he should not have posted a picture of him flipping off what he describes as all the haters and taking a dump at the same time. But I have reason. Let me tell you, I'm going to spend the next 4 hours telling you why it's not as bad as you think and how the liberal media is blowing this out of proportion. Taking your calls, New Jersey 101.5.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good, right?
That's now, when, good.
You're ready.
When are you going to be in?
December.
Tomorrow.
December 22nd, December 26th. So I'm picturing December 26th will be post the nuclear apocalypse happened on Christmas
December
morning.
December 26th is going to be fun because Eric's off, so it's you and me.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
Wow.
It's going to be a great show.
Wow, that's going to be a great show. Is he off all week?
No, he's off because he doesn't have any more days off. So he is off Tuesday and Friday of that week.
That's the same time you're off, Bill. Tuesday
and
Friday.
He's off the following Friday. Like the Friday before New Year's.
Yes, the 29th. It's a Sunday night.
I can look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's find out. It's Sunday? Saturday. Friday.
It's Sunday.
Monday. Tuesday.
It's Sunday because Christmas and New Year's are always the same day. So it's Sunday. Yeah.
You know, they're making
I thought Christmas was Monday.
Christmas is Monday. New Year's Day is Monday.
New Year's Eve, the one that counts.
Christmas and New Year's Day are always the same day.
New Year's Day and the family dinner. I wasn't thinking of New
Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve are a week apart. So yeah, they're both Sunday and then
you know,
I don't know why I'm illustrating this with you with my hands.
I noticed you're pointing, and I like that.
Yeah,
you were pointing at me. That
was good. We've had this discussion about the point that like some people think pointing is offensive, and I can't understand that.
Right.
Well, I think you were taught young that pointing was rude.
It's only offensive.
I have brought pointing back, but I brought it back.
It's only offensive if a wizard does it to you.
I mean,
because you could die.
People see my Instagram and they're like, that guy points a lot. Tell him it's rude to point.
You know what? The creepers.
I know, I hear that.
The creepers who are looking at Jessica's Instagram, stop pointing at the like button because you are being offensive.
Right. Why are you trying to like lower my likes? Like, actually, now that you mention it, anytime I get one of those creepy bikini pictures, I'm like, oh,
but
well,
you know, Jessica,
okay,
hold on.
Jessica,
you went and randomly like pictures. Like, that doesn't count.
No, Jessica, that's how far back Jay went.
Jessica just illustrated.
Wait, but you didn't like the one.
Are you going to mention
you literally like the others, everything but that one.
No, No, I worked my
and
way
that
up.
That was the important one.
I worked my way up.
Jessica just illustrated the difficulty in being a creepy dude.
Wait, you worked your way up, but you missed one.
You were just talking about how horrible it was, and then you were like, but Jay, don't tell them not to like the picture, because I still like getting the likes.
So here's the good news. No good news. We're out of time.
Bill, hold on 1 second.
We're out.
Okay. Here's I'm giving a preview of my Spadia-esque December 26th broadcast. Here we go. Okay. Donald Trump, yes. Wait. Did he kill someone who was on a tour of the White House and eat him? He did. But a lot of people don't know this. That kid was threatening Donald Trump. It is not a problem. I want a manly president. I'll tell you something right now.
He's got the mannerisms down.
I'll tell you something right now. Obama would never kill a kid and eat him because Obama was too weak to pull the trigger. Now, did Donald Trump actually pull the trigger? He didn't pull the trigger, but he had the strength to tell the Secret Service men to fire at that kid, and then he got hungry like you would because he's a meat eater. I like meat eaters. I support meat eating. Clean coal. I'm taking your calls. New Jersey 101.5.
See,
that was pretty good. That was really good.
He can never die because I can't do that.
Yeah, there we go. Right.
Wow. All right, Patrick, I got to tell you, we may have to rethink the whole thing. I'm just not sure. Well, either way, let's rethink it to the next podcast.
I'll never die because God won't let me.
Here's what I think. I think Nicole Perino has done 3 Speaking Millennial podcasts.
So bring
I think we should bring Patrick back next week.
Only if he can touch his elbows behind his back.
All right, thanks for listening. I am Bill Spadia. Follow me at Bill Spadia on Twitter. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nut. And Jay, where do you want to be this week?
I'll be haunting you passive aggressively wherever you might be.
And it's okay to like all my Instas.
And go like Jessica's Instas. Come on.
Creeps.
And Patrick, we can follow you at P Lavery 1015.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.